Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi Maseches Me'ilah, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin out the Mishnah with just two lines off the top. As we discussed yesterday, there are eight creatures, unique in a sense that they will generate Tuma upon their death. So these Shmoyne Shvatzim are Matame. And how much is needed? What's the minimum volume to generate Tuma? So in contrast to an Avela, that animal, where it's Ikazais, here it has a different shear, Ka'adosh, the size of a lentil. And the Gemara in Chagiga, Sechas Chagiga, Dafir Aleph, learns it from the pasuk there, where we learn that the shear relates to the smallest possible sized creature at its infancy. And since we find that a certain creature called a Chometz, which is one of these eight, so the Chometz starts off the size of an Adasha, that's the minimal size requirement for any Sheretz material to generate Tuma. Now what can go into that Adasha, says the Mishnah? Dama Sheretz Ubisarim, Stafin Zemze. You can combine, you can have an Adasha worth filled with flesh, the basar of the sheretz, together with the blood-like fluid, and that could comprise the adasha, and together they're metame. In fact, klal om Rabbi Shua, in line with Rabbi Shua's rule, what materials combine with each other regarding generating tumah? That's only when they have something in common. Similar properties, similar tumah properties. Materials whose degree of tumah, that's number one, vishiurei, and their volume requirements are also on the same page, shaven, they can be mitzdarfin. But if you have something tumasoi, where the tumah element is matching, vishiurei, but not the shiur amount, or vice versa, shiurai b'lo tumasai, you have two materials which share the same shiur requirement, but they don't have the same level of tumah, or neither lo tumasai b'lo shiurai. In these cases, aim and starve, you can't combine them; they don't really match up. Now Rashi delineates for us the cases on all these categories. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. It's around 10 lines from the top. We have things which are completely matching. You have a kazai is comprised of a piece of this nevela, a piece of that nevela. Or two types of creatures. So these share both properties, the tuma and the shiur. So they can combine. However, when you have things which share the same element of tumah, but not shiur, could go in, for instance, sheretz and avela. On the one hand, tumas and shava, they both generate the same type of tumah. It's a one-day tumah if you touch them. The shneihem havin tumas erev, you tell me only till nightfall. But the shiur is very different. Why? The nevela shiur tumas of a kazayis, as we discussed, but nevela it's a kazayis, but sheretz is kadasha. So they're dissimilar in the shiur, they can't match up. You have something that shear works, but not the tumah. Loi tumas, it could go in nevela umeis. They're both kazayis, so the shear matches, tavayim tamim kazayis, but varying levels of tumah. Meis habi tumas is zayin, touch a meis, you're talking for 7 days. A nevela, it's only a 1 day experience. A nevela, loi habi tumas erev. And finally, loi tumas evi l'shiurei, unmatched on both elements, could go in meis v'sheretz. The sheretz shiur b'kadosha, but the masay the erev. The sheretz is kadosha, and it's a 1 day tumah. Umeis zekazayis, which the masay shiva. So in those cases, you can't really be mitzarev. Amar of Chanin, Amar of Zeiru. So he says like this: when the Mishnah speaks about the two elements of the sheretz, the basar and the dam, merging together, be mitzarev to be mitame, that is only Uboi, only within the same sheretz. So within the same creature, the basar and dam can be mitzarif to generate tumah. But you can't take the dam of sheretz A and combine it with Basar Rav Sheretzbi, that doesn't work. Moisev Rav Yosef Rav Barachanina. He says, really? Rav Barachanina has a brisa that you could match them all up. You could combine different shrotzim. The pasuk says hat mayin. Speaking about the various shrotzim, Ela hat mayim lochem, so the extra hey of hat mayim tells you you could combine all types of shrotzim with each other, provided they're all of the eight, shrotzim family. Malam Hashem and Starfin, Rafilo Sheretz or Sheretz, you can take a piece of Sheretz A, put them together with Sheretz B, you can take Sheretz Vedam, Bein Mishem Echad, whether they're of the same type of creature. Bein Mishnei Shem, so two different types of creatures, provided they're one of the eight Shuatzim that are Matami. So clearly you can combine all kinds of variations, including Dam of this with the Basar of that. And we just had a statement from Rav Zeira that only the Dam with its own natural Basar can be Mitzdar. Omar Rav Yosef, Lekash, here's the answer. Kam Bekulei, Kam Bektzase. It's an interesting, unique distinction. He says like this, the way Rashi learns it. If the blood came out of a complete whole sheretz, that gives it status, gives it chashibus, and that blood can now go ahead and be mitzdarf with other materials, with other shratzim as well. However, if it came off a part sheretz, the sheretz wasn't complete anymore, just a little piece of the sheretz, down comes out of that, does not have its own chashiv, its own status. So at most, it can join together with its own mother flesh, but not with another sheretz. Very interesting distinction. Umunah Temra, where else do we find this type of distinction? Whether it's flowing out of a full entity or a partial entity. But the Sani, we find a similar concept by dam coming out of a mace. A ravis of dam that comes out of a dead person is metame. But oil, even by leaning over it, you become tame. And we find the difference between whether it originated from a full or a partial mace. But the sun nishpachal ritzba, so the blood spilled down the floor, on a slopy area. So basically it's pulling in different directions. So if he hover over just part of that blood, he's tar. If he made sure to hover over the entire ravis, he's tame. Now, my miktsos, what does the brisa mean? That if he leaned over part of it, he's tahar. Ilo makes us dumb. That he leaned over part of the blood. But if you lean over the entire blood, he's tummy. V'amr b'chanina, amr rabbi. He tells us, revi is dam shehigas b'tahira. Takes a full ravis, full amount, and mixes it. Higgis has a spoon. Even though inevitably he's hovering over the whole thing, he's tar. A minute ago we said, leaning over the entire thing makes you tummy. El alav shmamino, we have to conclude with this distinction. Kam b'kulu kam b'mktsasi. Shmamino. So Rashi explains once again. The point is, a ravis of dam, coming from a full body, a full mace, that generates tumah. That generates tumah's oil. Because it's coming from something whole and complete, that gives it status. It enables it to generate a high level of tumah. In that case, he's ma'ahil on the entire ravias he's tumah. But if it's coming from a partial mace, part of a mace, that doesn't give it chashivus. In that case, it's not even matami ba'oil. Very interesting chiddush. Vishivalu as nidis. You should have relations with the nidis. And of course, our nation cannot bear it. Halach Rabbi Rubain ben Ist Rubli. So this year, this tzaddik went and tried to, he's going to make an effort to try to have it undone. So he got dressed up like a guy, Vesiper Kumi. He took a special style haircut with a pony in the back, that like the goyim would do. Well, he went and sat with them, pretending to be one of them. And he had a discussion. Amar Lami tells him, look, I don't really understand this whole system that you're this whole decree business. You picked on three things which don't really make sense. Imagine, a person has an enemy. Does he want him to get wealthy or poor? Yani or Yashir? Amalo Yani, of course we want an enemy should get poor. Amalo, she says, then why are you allowing them to work an extra day on Shabbos and earn more income? If anything, you should give them more vacation, compel them to stop working. They shouldn't work for Shabbos. They should become impoverished. They said, psh, good idea. Tavis Amar. Ooh. Well said. Livato. It should be canceled. But Luan, they deleted that part of the decree. Okay, next item. Chazar Vamalem. So he turns back and tells them, look, what about the next item? Mishesh Le'oyev. Yachash Yavri. You have an enemy. You want him to get weak or strong. Amar Le'yachash. Of course you want him to get weak. Amalem, so he says, M'kenya Mulu B'nei, they should do bris milah to their sons l'shmoy niyamim on the 8th day. Yakhisha, that will weaken them. Amar, they said, psh, that's a great insight. Tavis Amar, well said. But Luan, they deleted that as well. Chazbar Amalem continued on. He says, Mishesh Le'oyev. You have an enemy. Yarbe or Yismayet. Does he want the enemy to multiply or to diminish in numbers? Amar Yismayet, of course, to diminish. And okay, he says, okay, leave all the nidais. Have them keep away from the nidais. Less opportunity to have kids. Amar Tavis Amar. They said, wow, well said. They deleted that as well. And then they discovered his ruse. He cured by Shi Yehudi. They discovered that he's a Yid. Hechzir. They were so enraged and they reinstated the decrees. Counterintuitive. Amru. So now the Klal Yisrael. We're in a bind. And he says, look, we have to go and send a representative to try to work this through. Amru. Who's going to go? Vivach Lekzeres to nullify the Gzeres. It's your time of grace. Okay, Yelech Reb Shimon Yechai, they chose him. Miracle man, Shul Melumad Benisim, he was accustomed to experience miracles that we have back in the story in the cave, he met Eliyahu HaNavi back in Sechel Shabbos, Avlamid Gimel. He can't go himself, he needs an assistant, V'achram Yel, who's going to go with him? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so they have their people. Amalim Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Yossi heard that his son was nominated for the position, he says, no way, I'm not going to send him to the lion's den and to Rome. Rabbi Yossi's father's name was Chalafta. So he used the metaphor. He says, my father would have been alive, would you have a deer sent his son to risk his life? Meaning me, myself? I don't want to do that to my son either. My father, whose name was Chalafta, would be around. Would you dare tell him, hand over your son for death? Amalem Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon responded likewise. If that's your argument, I could apply the same argument to myself. If my father was around, would you dare tell him? Send over your son. Put him in danger. Amalem Rabbi Shimon. Iloy Yechai. That was his father's name, Yechai, right? My father, Yechai Abba, would be kind, would be around. Yechaylan Atem Leimali. Would you dare tell him? Teimin Chalariya. Hand over your son for death. Okay, just like I can do it, you can do it. Sirus Nevesh B'Klal Yisrael. Amalu Rabbi Yez. So Rabbi Yez responded, okay, you know what? But instead of my son, I'll go myself. Ana Azilna, let me go. He had another concern because Dil Ma'anesh Le Rabbi Shimon. The Kamistafina means I'm afraid, I'm concerned that maybe Rabbi Shimon will punish him if Rabbi Lezer is not honorable enough, if you won't treat him with enough respect for Kabbalat Torah. So afraid of letting my son go along. Kabul alay. So Rabbi Shimon committed himself. Delayla Anshe, not to cause him any punishment, not to will. Filohachi Anshe, it turns out that he did punish him because of the incident that happened that we're going to see in a minute. What was the story? Shoy Malcham Aderach Derach, traveling along on the road. Nishalo Shailu Zubhneim, they encountered somebody with a Shaila. Minayin, oh, topic vowel discussion. Minayin Ladam Hashereret Shurutam, how do we know there's Tumah on the Dam of Hashereth? Now, Rav Shimon Reichai was the greater one of the two travelers. But it so happens, Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi, had the answer. So he wanted to respond, but in a way that wouldn't be an affront to Rav Shimon Reichai, as always, taking over the show. So he sort of whispered it sideways. Ikein piv, like twisted his lips, he like quietly whispered it, Rosam Yesi, and he whispered over to the fellow of Amar, he says, that's the pasuk that there's tumah on the dam asheres. So what happens? Reb Shimon picked up on it. He was unhappy. Amar Reb Shimon, makimas vasecha, from your whispering, from the movements of your lip. Atar nikir shetamut chacham ata. Yeah, it looks like you're a real Talmud Chacham. Well said, but it was inappropriate to respond in the presence of a, you know, big Chacham. It's a lack of respect to the big Chacham. Al yachzer ben etzel aviv. So he gave him a punishment. He says, yeah, the son should not return to the father. And in fact, Rashi brings that he got very sick, and he was on the verge of death until Rabbi Shimon Rechai recalled that he had promised his father to bring him back safely. Ubike Shalav Rachman brings Rashi, and he got all better, recovered. That was the next part of the story. In any case, they're on the way to Rome. Yotza lekras sam ben Timalion. There's a demon, a shade called Ben Timalion. He came to greet him. He says, would you like my services? I can help you out on your mission to the Mevatel Xeris. Ritzayinchem ave imachem, should I come along with you? So on the one hand, they were getting divine assistance, but Reb Shimon was displeased by the medium of that assistance. Instead of a malach, encounter a shade, which is part of the other system. Bachar Reb Shimon cried, Vamar, he says, look, the maidservant of our ancestor, Hagar, maidservant of Avraham Avinu, merited to experience the presence of a malach three times, real malach. Ma shivcha shel beis ava. Look, even the maidservant of our father, of our grandfather, Avraham Avinu, is damelo malach shalosh pam, she encountered a malach three times. Vani lo pam achas. I mean, not even once. I have to utilize the services of the Ben Timalion. No, okay. That's what Hashem wants. Yovaynes, the miracle should arrive, should be delivered mikol mokim, by any means that Hashem chooses. Fine. So how did he help them out? Kodim hu, Albert Bate the Kesar. So Ben Timalion went ahead, and he entered the body of the daughter of the ruler of the Kesar. So the princess suddenly started feeling this spirit, and she got deranged from it. Kimata Hasan. So when the Rav Shimon Rechai arrived at the palace, and she was in agony, she was in this state that they had to, they were looking for some way to heal her. And they asked Reb Shimon, please daven for her. He knew the truth, so he just whispered to him by name, okay, time to get out. Amar ben Timalion, okay, time to leave, tse, ben Timalion, tse. Uchkivan de karli nachakazal. So as soon as he called him out, he left. And now, she recovered. And they were so excited, they were going to give him anything. Amru lahayin, so the royal people, they turned to the guest, they says, you know what? Make a wish. Shilu kol madis l'chan mishal, ask whatever you want. V'aylu l'veigaz of the market, Zagirsa, they took him into the treasury, they went into the veigaz of the market, the king's treasury, v'kshakul, no, v'ulu, this is part of their offer. Go inside. They invited them into the because of the Malka. Vishkol kama dis l'chayin. Take whatever you want. They went in there. Ashkhon. What did they discover? That decree, that letter against the Torah. Lahi Igarta. They discovered that law that was enacted against Klal Yisrael. They took it. Shaklu. They took it and they ripped it up. Karu. And that did the trick. That nullified the Gzeira. And on account of that episode, Vahainu, that explains a statement that Rabbi Yesi, who had accompanied Reb Shimon Rechai to the palace, a statement that he made in a different discussion in Maseches Yuma, where there's a whole discussion regarding the sprinkling of the blood on Yom Kippur. Does it reach the curtain? Does it not reach the curtain of the Pareches? And Rabbi Yesi says, look, first-hand experience. I saw it in Rome because they pilfered all our kelim, and they took him to the... Many say there are many still sitting in the chambers in the Vatican. So he says, I was there, I saw it. Behind you, Donald Blazer, Yesi, Ani Rosi Beremi, I saw the Parechas in Rome myself. Bahavu Olay, Kamati Vidamim. and on it there were sprinklings of blood, which proves that the blood actually reached the parochas. Okay, so in a nutshell, we did discover the source of the tumma on the Dama Sheretz of Zelechem Atamei, which is actually what Rav Shimon Chai had responded way back in the beginning of the discussion to Rav Masir ben Charash. And as he said, it was sourced from Rav Azar Yesi, because as we learned, he heard it from him on the en route to Rome. So the Dama Sheretz is Metzame, is a Metzdar with the Basar. It's own Basar for sure. It's another Basar. Well, that depends. If it's coming from a full, complete Sheretz, yes. Otherwise, not. In general, we learned in the Mishnah, materials can join each other to generate a joint tumah, provided they have common properties. Number one, the tumah, they share the same degree of tumah and the same type of shiur, but otherwise it's a mismatched matchup and does not really merge together. Speaking about mismatches, says the Mishnah, pigul v'anoisar, so pigul is material from a carbon whose oyved the kohen had intended to eat, you know, the carbon beyond its expiry date, or feed it to put on mizbech beyond its time. But no, sir. You have actual carbon material which is left beyond its expiry time. So there's issur of eating these materials. There's curse upon eating them. Ain't mitzvah from it. If you have a kazayis comprised a little pig, a little nice, it doesn't combine. Why? There are two separate entities, two separate isurim. You can change shnei shemus. Likewise, if you have a piece of a sheretz, a piece of an avela, a sheretz of an avela, that can't really join together because the sheretz has the shear of kadasha, nevela has the shear of kazai, so the shear is a symbol of chen nevela basar meis. Likewise, nevela together with basar meis can't join mitzdarf and zemzeh, because nevela has its own level of tumah, basar meis has a different level of tumah. You can't combine them. Oh, here's the catch. Even to fill in the weaker material with the stronger material, that doesn't either work. So for instance, Rashi explains that it doesn't go up, that's pretty clear. But perhaps it can go down, meaning you have a combination of sheretz, but it's an incomplete adasha. You want to fill it in with a little nevela. Of course you can't. That's simple, because a nevela is less severe than a sheretz. The fact is, you need more of nevela to be matami. You need a kazayis, whereas a sheretz, you need just a little bit of matami. So nevela is less powerful. Certainly that cannot join forces and fill in for the missing sheretz. What about the other way around? You have an incomplete kazayis and you want to fill in it with sheretz, which is more severe, which is stronger. Even that doesn't work. Latam afilu kikal shebishneim, even to complete the weaker one, because they're similar, they don't match. Amar Rav Shmo, leishanu ultimus yadayim d'midrabani. When do we say that pigul anoiser, they're not joined together? That's only regarding generating tumah. Tumas yadayim. Rashi brings the Gemara Psachim. Chacham decreed tumas yadayim. One touches pigul anoiser, becomes tamei, the tumah d'rabanan. This was not to discourage generating of tumah and oisur. Makes you tumah, you'll make sure not to get involved with it, right? So regarding tumas yadayim, which to begin with is only drabanan, you can merge together a little pigul, a little noiser, to generate tumah, because to begin with it's only drabanan, that's double drabanan. That wouldn't work. Takanta l'takanta. To begin with it's drabanan, now you're going to be mitzar two dissimilar things. So, it doesn't. Avalin nachilu mitzdarf. But if a person were to eat a kazayis, comprised partly of pigul, partly of noisa, although there's no kares, because as we explained, each one is unique and separate regarding its own kares, but there is an element of commonality. And they are mitzdarf for malchus. The sound of it was oimer. Because, look, aside from being pigul and this being noiser, they're both, in a way, similar to, in the sense that they're carbon material, which is possible. So in that sense, they will fit together, they will combine. So it shouldn't be eaten because it's kodesh, it's unfit to be eaten, it's kodesh, you've got to burn it. So this is an umbrella reference to all unfit carbon materials. If one eats it, he gets malchus. Kol shebe kodesh pasul, any pasul kodesh material, ba kasul lisin leisasa achlasa. There's an extra lav. Don't eat it. And that incorporates all types of psulim, pigla, and isra, so you can combine them together for the lav. Says the Mishnah. Ha'eichel shenitum ba'avatum. You have food material which had come into contact with a source tum, like a zav, right? We have a tuma structure, right? It starts with the ultimate generator of tum, which is actually the avia voice, the grandfather, that's the person that died, that's the ultimate source, ultimate generator of tumah. Then we move on to av ha-tumah, father tumah, you know, generator of tumah, you have zav, mitzvah. And that comes into contact with food. It makes a tumah, but it's a notch lower. It's called a rishon l'tumah, which in turn, if it comes into contact with more food, it transfers tumah, and it goes down another level, comes a sheni l'tumah, so on and so forth. So you have food that was nitma b'ava tumah, tashna b'ava tumah, he's a rishon. You have another piece of food, v'shin nitma v'lad tumah, tashd a v'lad, an offspring of tumah, meaning he touched a rishon, now he's a sheni. So basically, you're trying to combine a piece of a rishon, a piece of a sheni. Here, we do combine. Why do we do that over here, not in the previous mission? The more we'll discuss. So when it comes to foods that are tamei, you can combine them. To be tamei, as per the lower level amongst these two. Meaning, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, when you have a piece of a rishon, a piece of a sheni together, you can't treat them both as rishon. But in this case, the rishon can serve as a filler for the sheni and treat him like a sheni as well. So now you have a kazayas of sheni. In fact, kolo ochem starfen zemze, all types of foods can join and merge with each other. Regarding many halachos, liv silas akvia, kibachatzi pras, a person needs a half a pras, a certain amount of food which is tamei. His gvia, his body becomes tamei with respect to the ability to eat truma. If that amount is comprised of many types of foods, has that effect? Or two meals worth material food for the Erev? You have Techumen, right? So you can have a little jelly, a little peanut butter, all types of foods for some total of the required amount. The Kabetza, the Tami Tumas Oichlam. You have a Kabetza of various foods, and the Tami, the Tuma food. Vilcha Gregoris, let's say, Shabbos, regarding carrying on Shabbos, which is a dried fig volume worth of food that can be comprised of many different foods. And likewise, the kasevas when you keep purim, the plump date amount required for liability on eating Yom Kippur, comprised of many foods. Kalamashkin, mitzarev and zumzu. Likewise, various liquids, that was drinks, can join together. If you have revius comprised of many types of juice, that works to disqualify a person who eats these drinks these tummy liquids, disqualifying from eating truma. And likewise, regarding liability on drinking on Yom Kippur, kamalei lugma, regarding filling the cheek fill of liquid, b'mekei purim, regarding Yom Kippur. Now, the obvious question is, here we allow combining foods regarding tumah, etc., unlike the previous Mishnah, we don't allow merging together different types of things. Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer Matam, why is it so? Why are we allowing a rishon with a sheni, different levels of tumah? How could they connect? Answer, she'ef shel sheni she'asa rishon, because a sheni can turn into a rishon. Has that potential, so he has that similarity. Really, Omiko, avi sheni rishon, how could a sheni turn into a rishon? Halei yef, that's impossible. Amar Rava, no, he mean like this. They're both on the same track. Hachikam, mi garam l'sheni, lav rishon, what turned this one into a sheni? He came from a rishon. So we have the generator, the Av, bringing about Rishon, which then evolves into a Sheni, turns into a Shlishi. They're pretty much the same Tumah. It's sort of like weakening as it goes along, but it's the same type, the same brand, on different levels. And that explains how they could combine, at least regarding filling in the lower level Tumah with the higher level Tumah. Because they have a lot in common. They're all coming from the same source. They're the same type of tumah. Rashi, he says the same thing in a different way. Rishon v'sheni, l'gav v'shlishi. The Rishon v'tumah. And the Sheni v'tumah. regarding making, generating, jointly generating a shlishi, which is what we're trying to do here, right? We're taking a kazayis comprised of sheni, missing a little bit, filling it with rishon, to have this work as a complete kazayis of sheni, to make a shlishi. So the rishon and the sheni regarding making a shlishi, bnei chada big seven, they live in the same house. Big is a house like a hut, they're coming from the same place. Same idea. Basically, they're rooted in the same source, in the same tumma, even though one is a bit weaker than the other, and therefore they can join together to generate, transfer further. As opposed to, you know, sheretz and avela, all those things, different entities. Each one with its own rules, with its own system, and you can't really match them up. Okay, so a quick chazar of today's daf. Dam is, of a sheretz is metame. It can be combined with the basar in certain circumstances. In general, you have to have a lot in common. To be mitzarif materials for a tumah, it has to be tumasa v'shiurei shava. We have the story about the miraculous nullification of the terrible decree, which was aided by Ben Tamalian, who came to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai to offer the hand. We have pilul noiser not being mitzarif regarding achila, but yes regarding, not regarding tumas yadayim, but yes regarding the lav of lo yachol kadeshu, which covers all types of kachim psula materials. And we find interesting halacha that regarding foods, you can combine various foods regarding all types of halachas, including teaming up for tumah purposes. Okay, all the best to you and atzlacha rabbi.